Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey everybody, blessings. It's Patty Valenzuela with you here in speaking to you about accountability. Thank you so much for joining my podcast. I have a great word to share with you, probably a topic, accountability, that we don't talk much about, but we need to in the body of Christ. It's key for where we're going. It's needed in the body of Christ. And perhaps you lived this entire year and there wasn't much accountability, perhaps out of ignorance, lack of knowledge, what have you. Listen, it's time for us to really step into a new year and know how to be accountable and what accountability really is. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. That's such a key scripture because God is telling us that we are to confess our sins to one another, not just to him, but to one another so that we may be healed. And so, believe it or not, but speaking to one another, it brings healing and it brings freedom. Just exposing the enemy and his schemes as you speak. And I don't know if it's ever happened to you. It's happened to me. As you say, you know, what something that the enemy maybe could have had a hold on you with. And the minute you speak it, there's like liberty. I've had people say to me in counseling sessions, the minute I spoke it, it's like something just lifted off of me. That's part of accountability. So, you know, I want to just take a moment to really define accountability. What is accountability? What is its definition? And I want you to just for a moment, before I go into that, I want you to just take a moment and have this picture in your mind. Suppose that you're sitting in a table, a round table, and somebody says to you, and there's a lot of people, you're not the only one in that table, there's several people around you. And somebody says to you, in your conversations, you start speaking to everybody, but all of a sudden somebody comes to you and says to you, maybe a pastor, or somebody says, you know, I'm going to hold you accountable for what you're about to discuss. I wonder if you would change your conversations now. What would you feel? Would you feel fearful? Would you feel threatened? Would you feel pressure? Would you not feel stress? Would you not be comfortable in that table with your friends speaking? And maybe you're thinking, oh man, and they're just going to wait for a gotcha moment. What would you feel? See, most people think that accountability is punishment. Punishment for not doing something. Or punishment because you did something. Accountability is really not defined properly within the body of Christ. The reality of accountability is winning begins with accountability. If you want to win in life, and there's not a person that's watching me or listening to me that doesn't want to win. We all want to win. Accountability begins with, or it starts by being honest, truthful, but it's really not punishment like most people think. Sometimes people think being accountable is perhaps something horrific, something awful. I can do whatever I want, especially in the culture that we live in. But really, winning begins with accountability. As a matter of fact, you cannot sustain success without accountability. It requires accountability for you to start stepping into success and into levels of success. So accountability will give us even better relationships. Did you know that when you are accountable, you will start having better relationships? It will start to eliminate even surprises that your job satisfaction, your performance starts to increase. The way you behave starts to increase. Your relationships get stronger. There's no surprises in the relationship. Accountability is not punishment. It's not punishment for something that you're about to do wrong. Accountability, listen to its definition. It's responsibility. That's what accountability is. So many people that are not mature lack accountability. But when you are a person that is responsible, you will give accountability to somebody. Listen to its definition. It means responsibility. It means an obligation or a willingness to accept responsibility. To account for one's actions. That's also a definition. I account for my own actions. It comes from quality. Listen to these words. Obligation, willingness, and a responsibility. And so accountability means preventing something from going wrong. That's what accountability is. I am preventing something from going wrong. Accountability is clear commitment that in the eyes of others, I have kept my word and I'm going to keep my word. And so when I am accountable, be it I started a relationship with God and I want to maintain that. So in other words, I am clear about that commitment. And so whatever I need to do to maintain that commitment, I am going to keep my word. That's part of accountability. Accountability is about performing in high levels. Did you know when people are accountable, they will perform at higher levels in a relationship? When your relationship is even accountable, you will perform at higher levels. Your relationship will improve. No wonder we hear things like this. Don't tell anybody. You don't tell anybody what I just told you. See, that's the domain of the enemy. The enemy loves to live in deception, in plotting, scheming, so that he pull you out of the perfect will of God. And so it's not about fear. Accountability is not about fear. Accountability has no fear in it. Accountability has no stress in it. Accountability is willingness to hold yourself to a standard that improves who you are. That's what willingness is. In other words, you're willing to hold yourself to such a high standard because it's only going to improve who I really am. And so we live in a place where accountability isn't really quite important. We live in a society where we do what we want, when we want to, and however we want to, and we think that we can get away with things. You see now, even social media, people that have different accounts, you see all kinds of things now, and so much deception. And the Bible tells us, and the Bible warns us, in the last days, deception will increase. But when we are accountable to others, it's important to keep this in mind. When we are accountable to other people, you've got to understand that the people that you select to be accountable to, they must have right intentions for you. You cannot be accountable to somebody that doesn't have good intentions for you. I'm not going to be accountable to somebody who puts me down. I'm not going to be accountable to somebody who makes me feel bad about what I was thinking. I'm not going to be accountable to somebody who judges me. I'm not going to be accountable to somebody who's looking at me from the eyes of judgment and perhaps looking at me lower and saying, oh, I would have never thought of that. Listen, when I'm accountable to somebody, it's because they want me to perform better. When I'm accountable to a person, it's because they want me to succeed. They want the best for me. And so when you choose somebody who you can be accountable to, be it your apostle, be it your pastor, whoever God puts that person in your heart, listen, it's important to have people that are going to steer you in the right direction. Why? Because not only does it benefit your own relationships, it's also putting you at a standard where you say, I refuse to fall into the snares of the enemy. I've got too much to lose. I've come too far for me to just throw it all away. Accountability is not punishment. It doesn't come with fear, and it doesn't come with stress. And it's so key for us to choose the people that have good intentions for us. When we are accountable to those people, that's the key. We've got to be accountable to people that want the best for us, that love us. They want us to succeed. They want us to move forward. I read a quote, and I'm not sure who wrote it, but I'd like to read it to you. And the quote went like this: when you're messing up and nobody says anything to you anymore, that means that they've given up on you. See, when somebody keeps correcting you or teaching you or steering you or moving the steering wheel of your life and saying you're steering too far to the left or too far to the right, that means that somebody believes in you. And that voice, the enemy will always try to cut that voice in your life. You know why? Because they care about you. And the day that somebody stops talking to you is the day that they stopped believing in you. When you have those voices that are trying to steer you to move higher, deeper in a relationship with God, you've got to hold on to that relationship. You better not let the enemy sabotage that relationship. You better hold on to it with everything you've got, because that is a sign that they love you. That is a sign that they care about you. As a matter of fact, you know something? We hear the word hypocrisy, right? We've all heard it. And hypocrisy, if you study that word, hypocrisy exists in the space between what you said and what you did. That's where hypocrisy lives. It lives in the middle between what you said and what you did. So if anyone is perceived to be a hypocrite, it's because there's a gap between what your words said and what your actions have said. So hypocrisy lives between what you said you're going to do. I promised God that I was going to maintain, you know, this standard. I promised God that I was going to serve him. And then your words don't line up with your actions. And that's what makes us hypocritical. And so it's so important. See, we live in a Western culture, and we tend to look at accountability as something like punishment. Accountability is not punishment. As a matter of fact, those feelings of fear and stress and discomfort, when we're asked to be accountable, you know what that's called? Whenever you feel fear, whenever you feel stressed out, whenever you're very uncomfortable about being asked to be accountable, and if you say, I don't want to be accountable to anybody, you know, if you're uncomfortable, you know what that's called? That's called a relationship breaker. You are breaking relationship. And so when we choose not to be accountable or not to make it important in our lives, we break the very thing that pulls us through tough times. We are breaking relationship that will fuel us in good times. That relationship, it will fuel you. It will fuel you forward. It will push you, thrust you, move you forward. And so when you love, when accountability is important to you, you know what happens? One of the benefits of accountability, and when it's important to you, your performance levels move higher. You start to perform better in all aspects, even at your workplace. I mean, we can talk about accountability in ministry, but even in the workplace, in all aspects, when you're asked to be accountable, to turn in a report, to do what you were called or what you have said that you would do, what you were hired to do, And when you are accountable, you are always going to perform at high levels. And so people don't have to guess anything about you. They don't have to wonder about you. Somebody who's not, I don't really trust people who are not really accountable, because you always will have this question mark, you know, in the back of your head. And so even in your workplace, your performance will increase. Your relationships will get strong. Every relationship that you have, it starts to get stronger, because now people can know you could be counted on. And so this leads you to be a better person. It leads you to perform better. And so that's profitable to you. And so think about accountability. Accountability is a positive thing. It's not a negative thing. It's for your own advantage, you know? And it's not only for your own advantage, but people will look at you and they will trust you. Listen to this. Accountability is asking, how am I doing? When was the last time you asked that question? How am I doing? How am I doing? How do you see me? How am I doing? That's going to keep you grounded. That's going to keep you strong. That's going to pull you up to a higher standard in your performance, in your relationships. You're going to have strong relationships. They're going to be strengthened. Listen, accountability is for your own benefit. Perhaps this year you've not been very accountable. I want to bring conviction to you and the fear of God. And I want you to come back to the place where it's one of the ingredients that you seek and you seek after. It's important for you to do that. So I'm going to pray for you. And I, right there where you're at, if you say, you know, I've not been accountable to the right people. I feel that people are listening to me. You've not been accountable to the right people. You're telling friends that will encourage you to go party. They will encourage you to go drink. They're going to encourage you to go to that wrong relationship. And sometimes we gravitate. The Bible says that in the last days, many will be lovers of themselves. And the Bible even tells us this, that they're going to run to people where they that tell them what they want to hear. Their itchy ears want to hear. Listen, if you want accountability, I'm telling you, it's going to bring success in your life. It will always bring progress. It is the birthing place to win and win every time. It is the birthing place to always succeed in every area and every aspect of your life. I've never seen people that are not accountable. I've never seen anybody that is not accountable succeed. If you're not accountable, listen, there's no way you can succeed. Successful people are accountable. They are accountable to other people, accountable to different, you know, authorities. It's important for us to be accountable, listen, to the right people. And in this year, you've been, you know, just running to where your itchy ears and whatever your itchy ears want to hear. You've got to repent, beloved. You cannot enter into 2019 like that. You've got to come in. You got to come in strong. You know, we're not living in those days anymore. We've got to come in and be a people that are accountable. And we're accountable for our actions. We're accountable for our thoughts. And so here, my first podcast was what we should do as far as accountability is concerned. So please heed my warning. Find people, pastors, leaders that you are going to be accountable to that have good intentions for you and they want to see you succeed. Don't run to somebody who's got bad intentions for you. They're insecure. They have lack of identity. They don't want to see you succeed. You know, not everybody wants to see you succeed. Make sure that it's people that really want you to succeed. Not that are going to shut the door, talk behind your back. No. You need to be accountable to people that really love you. They have good intentions for you. So go back to accountability. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release this word, Father, and I declare that it's going in like a double-edged sword. It's penetrating, convicting the hearts, convicting the people. And I just command that every spirit of fear be broken off the people, every spirit of shame. There are people that have felt shame. Listen, shake that thing off. If you've already sinned, you failed, pick yourself back up. There's redemption. There's forgiveness. Run to the cross. Dust yourself off. Get yourself accountable to somebody in the name of Jesus. I break every chain in Jesus' name. And I declare that the body of Christ is coming back to accountability. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Please go and check us out on Instagram for a lot of my preachings. You will hear them in their entirety. And you can go and check it out and go to my website. You can also go to my Instagram and my Facebook as well. You can see some video clips and you can also see some blogs. And I'd love for you to go and get my book. I've got two books that I'm working on and they will come out in 2019. You can also check out my calendar soon and what cities I'm going to be in and what nations I'm going to be in. So I'm super excited about that. I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.